and Stan Kaplan. You coming up? Sal, you coming up with them?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sal Rosalvato. I'm the executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association, and I have with me a member who operates an auto repair shop, and you'll hear from him in a second. Members of this committee, you've heard some pretty compelling testimony, but you haven't heard it just for today. This has been discussed for 3 or 4 years, and I know you've heard the business side, and it's the same. We are scared to death of how to deal with, make whatever decisions are necessary when a mandated cost is put upon us. What do we do on the day that the minimum wage is increased? We're standing at our door, we're putting the key in the door. What decisions do we make? Does the legislature, does the governor believe us when we say the options that we have in front of us to make? And I'm asking you to ask these questions to yourself as you vote. I'm not asking for an answer now. I'm asking that you take the, do you believe we have to have that, the options we've put on the table about less employees, less hours for employees, less hours, raising prices. There's one that nobody ever says, but I think needs to be addressed. Or does the legislature and the governor simply believe that a small business owner, if capable, should just simply take it out of their pocket to raise the expense that is now being mandated upon them? Does the legislature, does the governor just simply believe that small business owners have this money without making these adjustments? Does the legislature, does the governor believe that it should just simply be taken off of the bottom line, you take it out of your pocket and it goes in this pocket? Does the legislature understand, and there are some very, very compelling stories and they're compassionate, and us as small business owners, we feel this way as well. How could you not respond to the gentleman that just testified in front of you without any compassion? But I can assure you, I could bring up a number of small business owners who've put their home at risk to get a second mortgage, to put a down payment on a business, have a mortgage on that, and are struggling to and work hundreds of hours beyond what their employees work just to make those payments and to make their bottom line and put a little something on their families' tables as well. They miss their children's Little League games. They participate in the community. They do all of these things. So there's stories on both sides. So I'm just asking you to ask yourselves these questions before you vote. Do you believe us as small business owners when we bring these potential solutions to you? Do you think we simply should just take it off of our bottom line and out of our families, or not pay our mortgage? We are faced with those same things, not with the products at the store counter, but we're faced with, do we pay a mortgage? Do we pay the electric bill? And if we don't, we don't get to employ the people that you are trying to protect. Do you not believe that we don't love or our employees or want to pay them more? Is that plausible? I've always wanted to pay an employee far more than I ever have, but I have to figure out how. And I just am asking this body to please take these things into consideration. You have to ask those questions before you press yes or no. Thank you. I'd like you to hear from Stan Kaplan. He's a member of mine. He owns an auto repair shop. He's going to give you some simple math, because that is how this is done. With a, actually, you don't need a calculator. You can use a pencil and paper. The math is so simple.
Thank you very much, and giving me the opportunity to testify before you. I have owned and operated an oil repair shop with gas business in the Ewing area for the past 28 years. I am well-versed in all aspects of the business. I currently have 5 employees, including 2 auto repair technicians, an office manager, bookkeeper, and 2 gas attendants. All employees, including my gas attendants, are paid on the books through a professional payroll company. I pay my gas attendants the current minimum wage of $8.85 an hour, with proper taxes withheld along with workman's comp fees and insurance. Each attendant is paid time and a half for any overtime hours worked. My gas attendants, now listen carefully, my gas attendants work a total of 15 hours per day, making payroll $132.75 per day. My gas station pumps an average 1,700 gallons a day. I am paid a commission at 10 cents a gallon. You do the math, but I'm going to do it for you right here. That means I make $170 before taxes, insurance, electric. To my gas attendants, I make, at the end of the day, $32.25, which then must be used to pay taxes, electric, insurance. I actually lose money when I have to pay overtime or must have to pay one attendant for the newly mandated sick leave, which also paying the second attendant to fill in for him when he's out. On these days, I'm paying $17.17 an hour, or a total of $265 a day when I'm only making, as an owner, $170. At this point, I'm sure you're wondering, why would I even run a gas station? And I tell you, it's because I'm outside shaking hands, introducing myself, and promoting my auto repair business. That's what I do there. When minimum wage reaches $10 an hour in July, my gross daily income from gas is going to be $20 after paying my 2 gas attendants. You will have to agree with me at $20. It does not make sense. To continue in that business, I will lose money every day, though I have kept the pumps open to hopefully benefit my auto repair business. I have a limit. I am certainly not in business to lose money. So this will be the point that I will have to shut down or walk away from the gas pumps. When it goes to $10 an hour in July, I'm going to simply walk away from my gas pumps. My 2 gas attendants at that point will be losing their jobs. I have no choice. With the increased gas tax, there is no room for me to even move my gas prices up. My next concern is that I have trained technicians, one of them making $20 an hour. This tech needs certification yearly, buys his own hand tools and small equipment just to keep up with the newest technology in these cars. How can I justify $5 an hour difference between 2 positions? One is highly trained, the other needs no training or certification to perform his or her task. If it's in your heart to raise minimum wage to $10, which it sounds like it's going to happen, or even at $15, now is the time for people like me to have self-serve gasoline in this state. We have to consider that. I have no other option in this business. At July 1st, I will be closing my gas pumps, and my gas attendants, 2 of them, are going to be looking for other work. Thank you, and I'll take any questions you have.
Anyone?
Sal, I appreciate your testimony. I think you mentioned a couple options, but the other option I see will be people will be raising the price. I get the gentleman on your right. I'm very sorry for your closing. I mean, that's going to drive up our prices as there's fewer gas stations. You're going to have fewer competitors. And I think The other option is raising the prices, which is going to be, in a sense, a large tax increase. People who say in business are going to have no option, right? They could either cut
Mr. Assemblyman, please, I'm sorry that I wasn't clear on that. The options that everybody's been talking about when we discuss this issue are letting employees go, lessening their hours, lessening overall hours, putting more burden on the existing employees, and yes, raising prices. There's no question that that is. That is extremely difficult just to arbitrarily go out and raise a price in such a competitive environment. When you're dealing with larger businesses, chain businesses, these are all things that are putting an enormous fear in the small business owner, not just in my business, in the gasoline business, in any business. We heard from somebody earlier that had a bakery. Well, her decision making when it comes to raising the prices is, my customers are probably already paying more in my shop than they are at the local supermarket. And they all have bakeries now. So what adjustments do I make? How do I stay competitive? These are unknown quantities to a small business owner. That's all that I'm saying. It puts fear and in many instances a negative power into the business where the business is threatened.
So, do you think though a lot of businesses will just stay under the 5 or get under the 6? Make a conscious effort not to hire employees to get over the small business threshold of 5?
Quite frankly, the threshold of 5 it shouldn't even really be discussed. That is not a small business.
My point is, if you have 6 employees, wouldn't it make sense to go to 5?
Business, I don't think people will be able to make that decision whether it's 5 or 6 or 25 or 30. That is a small business regardless. A 50 employee business is a small business, and that is going to be very hard to make those kinds of decisions. Yes, it'll be in the equation, but it is still a small business, and you still have to make your calculations based on what your competition is doing. Excuse me, and can do. And some people may be able to ride out a storm while the smaller guy goes away and they capitalize later on. And we are faced with that. And you have to understand that small businesses have this legitimate fear. And we're not making this up. We love our employees. They are our family. Without them, our businesses don't work. We want to pay them more. To mandate us to do it without us being able to make those decisions based on what our business is doing in the marketplace is just wrong. It is, you are threatening the livelihoods of my members and the small businesses around the state, period. We are not making that up. I need you to really believe that.
Thanks. And the SBA considers a small business 100 or fewer, for the record.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
No, we're going to move on.